there's a water crisis in Brazil. According to some analysts, Sao Paulo, the country's largest city, only has enough water to last about 5 months. NPR South America correspondent Lourdes Garcia Navarro and NPR producer Lauren Magaki have been reporting on deforestation in the rainforests of Brazil and the connection between the depleted forests in the Amazon and Brazil's drought. We begin with Lauren at what was once a popular weekend resort on the banks of Sao Paulo's largest reservoir.
It happened slowly at first. The reservoir's water level dropped, so the resort extended the boat launch ramp. Then they had to add another extension. Eventually, the water dropped so much, the resort gave up, and business dried up too.
Bem fraco, bem fraco.
Manager Francisco Carlos Fonseca looks out at the brown pit that used to be the reservoir.
Eu não tenho uma reserva.
For this coming weekend, there's not one reservation. This business was 98% dependent on the water. Now that the water's gone, the customers are gone as well.
Walking around the resort, he says until a year ago, this place was a weekend getaway paradise, packed with vacationers. Today, the resort's a ghost town. It's a symbol of the economic cost of the drought here.
There were 4 or 5 marinas here that have closed completely because there's no access to water.
Fonseca says he's not sure what he'll do if the resort closes. When asked what could bring tourists back to this region, he has just one answer.
Chuva.
Rain, he says. This resort was a respite for those living in Sao Paulo. The megacity is a concrete jungle, as dense with high-rises as the Amazon is with trees. And the drought has forced severe water rationing here. The dishes are piled high in the sink when I arrive at Renata Trindade's house in a poor neighborhood in the north part of the city.
Usually the water is on from 4 a.m. to 1 p.m. and afterwards there's no water.
Trindade lives in a one-bedroom apartment with her boyfriend and a lot of pets. Since she works during the day, she has to be creative about doing chores. She says she lets dishes and clothes pile up because they have to make sure they have water for other things, like bathing or flushing the toilet. For her and many other residents of this city, this is the new normal.
I'm Lourdes Garcia Navarro. That new normal of rationing and drought means that the people who can are moving to places with water, places like the city of Jundiaí, which I went to visit.
This scene couldn't be more idyllic. The city of Jundiaí's reservoir is right in front of me, and it's surrounded by thick forest. It is full to the brim, and they built a park on its edge, and there are families here playing in the afternoon sun. This is a city that is clearly thriving. Jundiaí is about 2 hours from the center of Sao Paulo. One real estate agent told me she's been getting up to 70 calls a day from Sao Paulo residents looking to relocate because of water shortages. A new report from NASA shows that the drought in much of southeast Brazil, also home to the region's breadbasket, is much worse than originally believed. Some recent studies suggest that the lack of rain on Brazil's coasts may be linked to deforestation in the Amazon.
O desmatamento na Amazônia.
We met with Alexandre Uezu, an ecologist with the Ecological Research Institute in Sao Paulo. He says trees in the Amazon suck up water through their roots and produce huge flying rivers of water vapor that move around the continent and fall as rain.
Were it not because of flying rivers and airflows, the whole area here would be desert. So we're dependent on the humidity that comes from the Amazon.
Except now, according to some estimates, as much as 40% of the rainforest is destroyed or degraded. And that may mean a profound long-term shift in rainfall patterns here. So a good rainy season may not be enough to really stop Sao Paulo from drying up.
Were it not because of the Amazon, we'd have bigger problems here.
Cesar Farina Figueiredo is what you'd call, I guess, a water refugee. He closed his restaurant in Sao Paulo and moved his family here to this Jundiaí apartment complex. It's got a large pool and it's full of frolicking sun worshippers on the day we visit. I ask him if he thinks a lot more people will feel compelled to flee Brazil's economic hub. Those that can afford it will, he tells me. And then he quips.
Eu já saí de lá. O último apaga a luz, né?
I already left. The last one to go needs to turn off the lights. I'm Lourdes Garcia Navarro.
And I'm Lauren Magaki, NPR.